Oregon sociologists gave two big explanations for the state's surprisingly high percentage of divorcees. Stress from job losses in traditional industries has destroyed thousands of Oregon marriages. Oregon has also become a popular destination for people who divorce elsewhere. Why is that? A Portland newspaper interviewed a female divorcee who is single and happy and feels no urgent need to find a mate. "There's no stigma," the woman said. "Portland offers a healthy divorced woman all sorts of opportunities, intellectual pursuits, recreation, and career." Alan Acock, a sociologist at Oregon State University, says the state's tradition of social tolerance is one reason divorcees find the state attractive. Here, he said, divorced people are under less pressure to marry again, and they're also under less pressure to leave. "I'm pleased that my home state still shows at least some of its old native-born enlightenment on social issues, so that no one feels stigmatized by divorce." But something was missing from the article that did trouble me: the effect of divorce on kids. No outsider should judge a parent who chooses divorce. But no study of divorce is complete without acknowledging that many kids cope with its trauma for the rest of their lives. For young kids, news of divorce is like shattering a plate glass window on which they painted in bright colors all of their assumptions about life. That's how I felt when my father walked out on me. 5 years old, I thought somebody had amputated my chest. My mother had her reasons for going it alone after that. My father had his reasons for never returning. All I know is I died a little without a dad who'd take me fishing or watch me play baseball. In my 40s, I once inspected a daycare center. As soon as I walked into the playroom, two delighted 5-year-old boys wrapped their arms around my legs and hung on for dear life. A worker whispered in my ear, "They have no dad at home." That's how hungry the boys were for the company of an adult male. Look, I'd be the first to say marriage cannot and should not be compulsion. But I'm also among those who know that the hole in some of those children's chests will never be filled. This is Les O'Coin.